Welcome back to Big Daddy Cade, Blues You Can Use. The blues train keeps rolling on with more live music and fun times ahead. Let's have a listen.
Any resemblance this song may have to persons either living or deceased is purely coincidental. It's just a 1-4-5, E, A, and B. Got a little resolve in there. But, yeah. I went to school at the house next door. Widow Johnson taught me all that I know. She said, honey, 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 you got skills that exceed. You ain't built for comfort, baby, ain't built for speed. Thank you.
writers. How about it, y'all? Yeah. It's unrehearsed up in here.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Let's give a beat for Jeep Jeep.
Great jam.
I'm gonna do one of mine. Excellent. Talking about when I was born in Chicago on the South Side. Listen to Otis Rush sneaking in the clubs back then when I was a young man.
Shame on you.
Yeah. And back there, you couldn't walk up there with all them paddles on the floor. The old folks would tell your old musician, young man, we play real blues. You can't come up in here with that. And I found out a long time ago, you had to play with your fingers and the strings and the board. That way you're getting the real sound of the blues. We're going to do this here thing in the key of D, y'all. 1-4-5.
D.
Dog.
Dog.
1, 2, 3, dog. Five years old. guitars down. We're gonna let these ladies play. We're gonna hear what they sound like. Come on. All right. Two B's in the house. Ladies out there, listen to the blues ladies. You can do the same thing they doing.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Miss Lovely Boussé is on bass guitar. Detroit Dev is on bass guitar, y'all.
Ooh.
Come on, y'all.
Detroit.
Play the blues. Chicago.
Yeah, that was good. I was playing a gig up in Camden one time that our band was, and this guy comes up to me in the middle of when we were playing, and he says to me, he goes, "Baby, you ought to give me that bass. I can play that a lot better than you can." And I said to him, I said, "Well, here it is Friday night. If you're so good, how come you ain't working?"
There you go. Good answer.
And he came up later and apologized to you, didn't he?
That was a good answer.
Okay. We are back, WBFF 97.7, on the blues, talking about blues rules. I'm Big Daddy K. This is my show. My special guest today is Cotton Blue, and my co-host, both of them, Bootsie and Mr. Jeep White, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, muchacho.
This is a live recording. I would like to give it up to the sound man in the back that's making us sound so wonderful with these very expensive microphones, which I enjoy.
It's wonderful. Cheap,
he does a great job. When you say cheap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
John, you're just out there, man. You do a great job.
Yes, he's awesome.
You know, although the people out there in radio land can't see you, but we can. ladies, I ain't gonna get you in no trouble. But ladies, he's a good man. I'm not trying to push
he's
him
even
off
good on. Looking.
He's good looking, Dale?
Yeah.
He's a man of many talents.
Many talents, Dale. There you go. They say he's a good looking man, so.
We don't know because we don't.
I'm not going to argue with that. That's all right.
But he's an awesome guy, though.
I'm going to make sure we get a good friend of mine that's from the fabulous Thunderbirds online. From Las Vegas, and I will be calling different entertainers from Chicago, New York, different places. That everybody know about these entertainers and know who they are, and who they were performing with different people.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Bradley.
Yeah. Hey.
You're on the radio. It's live.
No. Watch out.
Hey, Mr. Bradley. This is Rob from Cotton Blue.
Say that once more.
This is Gator Rob from Cotton Blue.
And oh, I got, okay.
I know I got that southern accent.
Oh, hey, that's just fine by me.
We were just talking about that.
we have his lovely wife, Deb, Detroit Deb, is on bass.
You can understand her probably better.
Yeah, hi. All right.
We have Mr. The drummer.
Jeff
rhythm, Llewellyn.
The rhythm doctor.
The rhythm doctor
is what Jeff, they call his drummer.
Jeff Llewellyn.
You know, I've been listening to drummers. They always play too loud, you know that.
I guess he heard you on that one, so it's coming too loud and clear.
Okay.
Hey, we got my other co-host, Mr. Jeep White. He's a songwriter doing his thing out there, too.
Hey, Junior.
He's my co-host.
All right. Well, hello.
Yeah, so I had told all the, you know, everyone in the studio about you being in the Fabulous Thunderbirds And a lot of people say, well, what did he do? I said, keyboard player. I said, if you ever heard that part talking about with that synthesizer and all that other stuff on Fabulous Thunderbird, dun, dun, da, 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 da. He's the man who put that part in the songs and done a whole lot of other stuff.
Like on Tough Enough?
Yeah, that's the one. The Tough Enough and some other stuff, too. Yep, that's right.
And She's Tough?
Yeah. He's the man. Mr. Bradley.
Yes.
I was going to ask you some questions. You were an impersonator for Lil Richard, am I right?
That's right.
Yes. And I saw some of your video footage, which I thought was wonderful. You did a great job, you know?
Well, I tell you what, they put that on me, and Lil Richard is a big guy in the business, you know. So he was hard to do, you know. Trying to get Little Richard's thing down was a chore,
right?
So to speak, you know.
Right.
And I know the Deep King are too. I mean, is too. But you did a fantastic. You're still doing a fantastic job with BB.
Yeah.
Well, I did a Little Richard.
Yes, you did. He did a wonderful job. Are you still retired? Are you retired from that business now? Or are you just doing?
Yes. I don't get any calls for it now. I don't ask for any gigs for a Little Richard. I'm playing with Al Eck these days.
Okay.
And the Shufflers.
Okay.
And I know you know him and
yes.
his band.
Yes. Now, I was going to say to you, when I was first starting a business, when I was out there, long, long time ago, when Charles Dennis was there, B.B. King's guitar player, and, you know, we all was doing some stuff, Peter Troth and all of us, down on Fremont. And at that time, I was like 365 pounds. And this guy by the name of Junior Bradley, he said, hey, you a big daddy, and that's what I'm going to start calling you. And a lot of people ask, well, so that's how I got the name from you. You the one who started that. It's not, now today, I'm still called Big Daddy K, thanks to you. But it's a good name. It's all good.
All right.
And you, I was telling you, you taught me how, in the early stages, how to become a tribute artist. And you remember what you told me I had to do when I was trying to begin to do the B.B. King tribute show? What did you tell me? Do you remember?
Not really.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you told me. You say, Big Daddy, you got to watch him. Everything he do, you got to do. As far as the clothes, you got to make your clothes because you can't buy the clothes. You got to have somebody make them.
Right.
So, you know, you taught me well, and I'd like to say thank you because I'm doing very well with the tribute show thanks to you and the way you taught me.
I saw some pictures of you, and you're dead on it.
Well, thank you.
You're fantastic. And by the way, I saw you, too. I saw you at Pete's Place.
Yes. Yes.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're fantastic. You've always been a great singer and guitar player, and you got a great bass player, too.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm pretty sure she enjoys that.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. I appreciate that. Bradley.
Yeah. So I was going to say, you know, you're always welcome to come out and hang out with Boosie or G-Wag and Counting Blue when you want to get away from Vegas, right? We all will be looking for you to come out here.
That's right.
Well,
and John the sound man, he'll hook you up too. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about coming out that way. You know, we had a dog. When I said we, Mary Jo, my wife, and I had a dog, and we you know, she passed, and
oh,
we
God,
gave
God.
Him away to a person. In North Carolina. I don't know how far you are from the line, but they're close to the line, line between the South Carolina and North Carolina. And then I know you in South Carolina, right?
Yes, we are. Yes.
And so I was thinking about coming out, see whether the dog remembers me. I don't want him to bite me, but anyway.
They say they never forget, you know?
I thought those elephants.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, like I say, I know you're a busy man. And what I'm going to do is, like I say, I will send you the link to this here, what we're doing right now on the radio so you can hear it and give me your feedback on it because, you're a great guy. And I didn't want to take up too much of your time because I know you're extremely busy. And you tell all the fellas back there that I said hello, me and Bootsy, and everybody in the studio, like I say, I appreciate you talking to these guys and sharing some moments and stuff like that with these guys,
Come play with us anytime you like.
Yeah, come see us, Junior.
We're Cotton Blue. Just come sit in with us anytime you want to. Always open the door for you.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, Junior, you have a good one. And
love you.
And you take care of yourself. We love you, okay?
Okay, love you too.
Okay, take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.